I brought some things with me. What do you think these things might be used for, or who might use them?
Dad.
Dad? That's true. Dad is using them. I've got a 5-minute devotion book for children. I've got a coloring page. You know anybody that uses coloring pages? I've got a Bible storybook. Look at all these Bible stories. There's lots of extra letters in here, but there's a page with a bunch of animals. What do we got here? There's Moses and God talking to him in a burning bush. Stay here, Teddy. Come look at the book. Let's see. Oh, there's a serpent on a cross. What? Who do you think would use? Oh, there's a lion. Who do you think would use a book like that? Do you think a teacher? Maybe a Sunday school teacher?
Yes!
Yeah, maybe a school or religion teacher would use things like this?
Yes!
So, do you think that it takes a lot of work and hours and effort to teach Sunday school, to teach these things properly, to teach school or religion? Do you think Sunday school teachers work really hard at that? They do. You know, in the Bible reading, there were some guys in the synagogue. That was the church at Capernaum. Well, that's kind of fun to say. Can you say Capernaum? Capernaum. That's fun. It's kind of a tongue twister. Yeah, I hear you, Aaron. He's looking at me like, what? Capernaum. Can you say that? Capernaum. It's fun to say. So anyway, these guys were called scribes, and they studied real hard, and they would teach God's word as best they could or as best they thought they should. But in the Bible reading, Jesus came in and he taught. Well, Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God, right? What did Jesus do on one of those things over there? There's a big wooden thing over there. What did Jesus do there? He did, right on. You do knuckles? Can you say right on in church? Is that okay? Good job. He died on a cross. Well, it seems that the people at Capernaum didn't know those kinds of things. They knew there were certain things that they needed to do, but they didn't seem to know that God cared about them. So Jesus made sure that they knew. He taught and he taught, and they thought to themselves, this guy talks like he knows God really good. Well, he is God, so we did know him really good. He taught things like, did you know God? Did you, Teddy, did you know that God loves you? Did you know Jesus lives in your hearts? He does. Good job. Well, they didn't know that, so he told them. Is that a pretty good deal?
Yeah.
It is a good deal. What do you think about all those big kids out there? Who told you that Jesus lives in your heart? Was it someone, maybe one of those big people out there? Lives in your heart. Good job. Yeah, so Jesus wanted to make sure that those people knew, and that their kids knew, and that their kids knew, and finally that you guys get to know that God loves you and Jesus lives in your heart. And all, I've asked this question before. Have you ever done anything wrong? Have you ever done anything wrong? Boy, it's hard to answer in front of everybody. Yeah, that's what I usually get, no. Well, if you ever do, God forgives you, right? Good job. Should we pray to him and thank him for that? Lord, we thank you so much that these kids are here. We thank you that you have forgiven them. We thank you that they know you, and especially that you know them. And as they grow bigger and taller, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. We pray these things in Jesus' name.